Imagine what it would be like if the boss showed up in your office one day and said, Mark, and or, I'm going away on a little trip. I don't know where I'm going exactly or how long I'm going to be gone, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to give all of my money, my vast fortune, to you and two of the others to take care of for me. Oh, and you can invest it any way you want to. Can you imagine something like that happening? What would you do with the money? The one with the 5 talents took the 5 talents and invested it in, take your pick, real estate. Knowing that he was taking a risk for the master. The one with the 3 talents invested it in a balanced stock portfolio, knowing that he was incurring the master's wrath if something went wrong. The third one was aware of who the master was, aware of what he was like. And he decided to be prudent, cautious, thoughtful. And so he buried his talent, put it in the ground. Now, you can bury a talent in a lot of different ways. You can put it in the ground. You can put it under your mattress. Or you can hide it in a safety deposit box. But anyway, either way, any way you do it, it's going to be a buried talent. And of course, as many of you know, what's not earning interest is losing interest. So it's actually declining in value as it sits in that hole someplace. Well, eventually the master does come back and he wants an accounting. And the one gives him his 5 talents plus 5 more and he's pleased. The second gives him his 2 talents and 2 more and he's pleased. But the third one comes along and just hands him the 1 talent. Now the master who has been so generous to the first two, turns on that third one. He becomes the harsh master the third one says he is. And he ridicules his behavior. And he takes what little the man has and gives it to the one who has the most. Now it seems to me that one of the things, the lesson in this that we're getting from the 2 servants who doubled their money, is that God is calling us to commit ourselves to risky acts. It is behavior that takes a risk. It is behavior that works hard with what you have been given and uses it for the master's purposes that get the blessing. 1 Thessalonians, Paul saying basically the same thing. It is particularly because our lives have merit and value. It is because history has merit and value that we are called to live lives powerfully as children of the light. That we are to risk it all in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not safe behavior that wins a profit. It's not counting your pennies that God is after. God is after the people who are willing to grab hold of everything, to risk everything, so that they can have an abundant life. So who is the greatest risk taker in this story? The guy who bet it all on real estate? We all know that that's not a sure bet anymore. So he was taking a risk. Or perhaps the one who put his money in a balanced stock portfolio. Balanced is good, but stocks are up and down and down and up and down and down, and who knows where they're going to be. How about the master himself? How about the master himself being the one who took the most risk of anybody? He put everything he had, his money, his future, everything that he was planning on, is in his servant's hands. He just hands it over to them. The master, God in this case, is the one who is taking the biggest risk. Our Lord is the one who takes the biggest risk in all of the universe. God created us, you and me. He created humanity. And that was a big risk right there. It's something brand new. And then, not about taking a risk, he then gives us free will. And when that results in when the results are not exactly what he was planning on, that free will part of the deal, he sends his only begotten son to live and die for us, to die on a cross that we might be forgiven and brought back into relationship with him. Now, as if that's not a big enough risk, the biggest risk of all comes along. God hands us the future. He puts in our control everything. God has confidence, faith, chutzpah, the internal fortitude to believe that we have the faith enough to share and live what we say we believe, to put it all on the line for Jesus Christ. As Jesus is making his way to his little showdown with the religious authorities in Jerusalem, he is turning over the meaning of his life and of his death to his followers. He's giving it to us, and if we make it work, it works. If we don't, it all comes to naught. We are the ones who are taking what God has given us and using them or not using them to his glory. If we invest it in people, invest it in courage and grace and love and joy, then everything will be all right. But if we do nothing with it, then all that Christ has worked for, all that he is attempting to do, comes to nothing. And it's all lost. It's all gone. Is it risky? Yeah. God's taken a risk, a big risk, on you and me. He's putting it all out there in hopes that it'll work. But look at the rewards. The two who invested and doubled their money get the same money back again to continue the investment that they have set up. But the third one the master gets angry at. And he ridicules him and accuses him of being safe. And he says, by your action or by your inaction, you have cast yourself out. God doesn't want that happening to you and to me. So as Jesus is walking towards the cross, as he's living the last days of his life, as he stands there in the upper room with his disciples and talks to them, he says to them things like, I have taught you everything, but the Holy Spirit will come and teach you all that you may remember it all. Bring back to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He's turning himself, his life, all that he is, all that he's about, and all that his death is going to mean, he's turning it over to you and me, to his followers, who are going to either do nothing with what we have been given, the faith, the love, the grace that God has given to us, or we're going to risk it all and share it with the world all around us. He's asking us to join in this holy, risky business for our sakes and the sake of the world. The master in this story is not concerned about how much we actually earn. He's not worried about whether you have 5 new disciples or 10 new disciples. All he is concerned about is whether or not you tried, whether or not you gave it a shot, whether or not you were willing to risk it all. We've been given this treasure by the Master to use to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, to invest in people, and to create ways to make a real difference in the world around us. If we hide it, if we don't invest it in people, then we end up chopsticking it. Back in the 80s, there was a man by the name of Church Jones. He produced a television show that was called Raggedy Ann and Andy Save Christmas. And in this show, there's a character that says it looks something like a wolf. And this wolf devised a way to protect toys. You know how toys are breaking all the time? How the batteries run out? How they wear out? Or as Velveteen Rabbit says, you love their fur off of them. You hug them so much, they bring you comfort. But you hug them so much, they fall apart. And wouldn't it be nice if you could keep your toys from breaking or falling apart? And so this wolf came up with a way to do that. He plasticized them. Unfortunately, a glop stuck toy was a cube or a rectangle of plastic that you couldn't touch. And if you can't play with it, if you can't love it, if you can't be comforted by it, what good is it? If you don't use it, you lose it. Several years ago, my sister was living in North Georgia, North Georgia. There's one exit. She's the last exit before Tennessee. In fact, she did a lot of her buying in Tennessee because it was quicker to go there. Her church in North Georgia is a nice size little church. They built themselves a gymnasium. And one of the local groups, the Midnight Basketball Group, wanted to use the gymnasium. But they wouldn't let them. And a volleyball league wanted to use the gymnasium, but they wouldn't let them. You see, they had this brand new building, and they wanted to protect it. They didn't want somebody spilling coffee on their rug. They didn't want to have accidents. They didn't want something broken. And so they gobstuck it. They wrapped it in plastic so that nothing would ever happen to it. Nothing would be torn apart or damaged. What risk are you willing to take for the Master? What are you willing to do? Are you willing to make a commitment to follow God's will for your life every day? How about to become a disciple instead of a learner? A learner turned teacher. To share the faith that you have. Or maybe to be a leader in the church. To share your time and your talents and skills and abilities so the word of Jesus Christ may go forth. Or maybe you've decided to tithe your income. Or maybe hardest of all, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with a neighbor. Or maybe you have a vision. A vision of what the church could be like, a community of saints gathered together to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And you're willing to risk it all in order to make that vision a reality. Is it a risk? Yeah, it is. It really is. Will you fail? Possibly at times. You never know exactly what's going to happen. But John Wooten, who is a Hall of Famer basketball coach, one time said the team that makes the most mistakes probably is going to win. Because they're willing to risk it all. They're willing to put themselves totally and physically and absolutely into the game. Do everything they can to win, not hold back and make it easy on themselves. When it comes to faith, God wants us to take the chance. Because not having faith is nothing compared to the joy and the love and the grace of Jesus Christ that we know when He's in our presence. We can't just sit and enjoy the trust that God has given to each and other one to bury our commitment and our leadership. It'll mean that we lose it. And along with it, the opportunity to hear God say to us one day, "Well done, good and faithful servant." God has given us everything we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything. And He's counting on us. He's risked it all. He's put it in your hands. You're His last, best hope. What are you willing to risk for God? Amen.